Oh, Facebook, have you learned nothing from the Cambridge Analytica scandal? I'm going to go with no, based on what we're going to talk about today, with the CCPA and Facebook's seeming refusal to completely comply with it. So, California special, Facebook also special. Let's talk about it.
Hey there, this is Get Legit Law and Shit, and I'm Emily D. Baker, badass lawyer for online business. I've been a licensed attorney for over 15 years, and I'm a former prosecutor. So yeah, I know some shit, and we're going to talk about the legal shit you need to know. But don't worry, this is not another boring business podcast. So let's get started.
So you're like, Emily, didn't we already talk about this COPPA thing? Yeah. Yeah, we did talk about COPPA, the COPPA, but today we're talking about the CCPA, not to be confused. The CCPA, you may have heard about, it is the California Consumer Privacy Act that went into effect January 1st, 2020. I have mentioned it a few times. It has been in the news, in the media. Why is this a thing? Well, California special. We have established that California is special. And I swear, I'm not just talking about California all the time because I live in California, but the things that are happening in California will affect the rest of the nation in the coming years. There are 19 states considering similar privacy acts to what was just enacted in California. This is going to roll out. Eventually, we will have a national law like GDPR because it's really hard for businesses to adhere to this stuff state by state by state. So eventually, this will be federal law. For now, we're slogging through another fairly poorly written law that's kind of some are saying it's not strong enough to protect consumer privacy. Some is saying that it just shoves the burden way too much onto businesses and, well, doesn't do enough to protect privacy given the cost. It's estimated that it will cost $55 billion for companies to comply with CCPA. Now, companies that have already complied with GDPR will have some things in place to comply with this law. Companies that are not needing to comply with GDPR might not have a lot of the compliance in place. We're not just going to talk about what this law is today. I rather just talk a bit of crap about what Facebook's doing with this law and have another episode specifically on what this law is and how to comply if you are a business that might need to comply. Today is about Facebook and what it's doing or not doing with your personal information. So, by way of background to the conversation on Facebook being special, we'll dive into a little bit about what the California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, is about. If I call this thing COPPA later in this episode, it's because the COPPA and the CCPA are so close together, my tongue has gotten confused, and I apologize. So, CCPA requires companies to make it easier for California residents to control what data is collected about them, to find out what data a company has on them, to request that a company shows you what data they have on you, tells you what kind of third parties they pass it along to, and requests that they delete the data. It also has protections in place that if you opt out of tracking, if you opt out of them having your information, if you ask for your information to be deleted, that you are not treated differently than any other customer. So you are still given access to sales and deals. I don't even know how companies are supposed to do that if they're not tracking you, how they're supposed to offer you the similar treatment sometimes, because a lot of things can be behavioral and tracking based. But that is not mine to figure out today. It is just what this very lengthy law says. Now, who has to comply with this law? Well, California companies or companies that deal with California residents. Ha! And that is businesses making more than $25 million in annual gross revenue. So this is taking your Googles, your Facebooks, your Twitters, your YouTubes, all of your massive companies and saying you have to comply with this. If you have more than $25 million in annual gross revenue, you are probably doing something that California wants to regulate. So, you know, comply. Businesses where more than 50% of the revenue comes from the sale of California resident data. So if you are a small company and you run ads and more than 50% of your customer base is in California, or more than 50% of your revenue comes from California, then you could be required to comply. And you're going, well, I don't sell data. Just wait. We're going to get to what California has defined as a sale. And it's not exactly what you think. Remember Bill Clinton being like, well, it depends on what the meaning of the word is. And everybody's like, the word is means is. Seriously. Lawyers can make words mean other things. So the word sell and sale in California doesn't just mean what you think it means. We'll come back to that. The third category of business that has to comply to this law are businesses who process the personal data of more than 50,000 California residents. And what is considered personal data is also lengthy. So let's talk about what the fuck is even a sale, a sell, selling, or sold. Now, you're going to shake your head at this. Think of what a sale means to you. Like, what is a sale? And now let me tell you what this law has defined. It means selling, renting, releasing, disclosing, disseminating, making available, transferring, or otherwise communicating orally in writing or by electric or other means a consumer's personal information by the business to another business or third party for monetary or other consideration. Why am I talking about this? Well, because this is kind of the crux of Facebook's argument, but that's a lot of things. And for businesses that use advertising and, you know, collect their consumers' information via a Facebook pixel and pass that information along to target Facebook ads, that's considered a sale. Even if you're not, you know, selling it, but if you are collecting consumer information and passing it along, it's considered a sale if it's for monetary or other consideration, which could mean advertising monetary. So it's not just that you are getting money for providing the information, but it can be that you are providing the information and providing money so that advertisements can fall under this. And it hasn't been vetted through yet. All of this is still new, but it seems to me that when they're saying for monetary or other consideration, that can be ad funds, because essentially you're passing along consumer data to Facebook for running ads. And based on those ads, you're going to receive customers, which is valuable consideration. So I think advertising counts if you as a business are collecting information and passing it along to Facebook via something like a pixel. Same with Google AdWords. But let's get into what personal information means in this law. And I am actually going to just do a dramatic reading of this. Now, if you listen to this podcast, you know that reading aloud makes me a little bit nervous. As I am a dyslexic person, I will do my best not to stumble over all of the thickness of what is considered personal information. If I do, it happens. Personal information is information that identifies, relates to, describes, is capable of being associated with, or could reasonably be linked directly or indirectly with a particular consumer or household, which includes but is not limited to identifiers such as your name, alias, postal address, unique personal identifier, you know, screen name, online identifier, internet protocol address, you know, your IP address, email address, account name, social security number, driver's license number, passport number, or other similar identifiers, as well as characteristics of protected classifications under California and federal law. So characteristics of protected classifications, disabilities, race, religion, those sorts of things. Commercial information, including records of personal property, products or services purchased. Products or services purchased. Your purchase history is personal information. Obtained or considered or other purchasing or consuming histories or tendencies. You know, every time you ever use a rewards program, ever. That. Biometric information, you know, your face and fingerprint and things. Internet and other electronic network activity information, including but not limited to browsing history, search history, and information regarding a consumer's interaction with an internet website, application, or advertisement. You know, all you bloggers that use like heat maps to determine where people are clicking on your site or determining how people are navigating around your site, all of that, that counts as personal data, whether it can or cannot be tracked directly to an individual. Geolocation data, and it doesn't say how specific that is, but I know in things like Google Analytics and YouTube Analytics, it shows you what country people are viewing or listening to your things from. So that's geolocation data. Audio, electronic, visual, thermal, olfactory, or similar information. I want to know very much the conversation saying, okay, well, isn't the way someone smells personal information? And I need to know what companies are tracking scents, like your personal scents, not just how hot you run, not just your thermal information, not just your visual or audio or electronic information, but your olfactory information. How did this even come up? Why is this a consideration? Seriously, what business is tracking smells? I need to know. I don't know. I need to. Is that being tracked about me? Like, what is tracking smells? I'm so curious, but I digress. I'm not done yet. By the way, there's more personal information. Professional or employment-related information, you know, all of LinkedIn. Educational information, defined as information that is not publicly available, personally identifiable information as defined in the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act. So like school records and stuff that you can't generally get. Inferences. You guys? Inferences. Inferences drawn from any of the information identified in this subdivision, all the other shit I just said, to create a profile about a consumer reflecting the consumer's preferences, characteristics, psychological trends, it says preferences again, predispositions, behavior, attitudes, intelligence, abilities, or aptitudes. So if you have data that infers someone's age, location, type of device they're using. So you are a 40-year-old female living in Southern California using only Apple devices. I infer that you like to spend money at Target and on water bottles. That is also protected information. And yes, perhaps I was talking about myself. So sense, inferences, all of this is why companies are like, seriously? Because companies that run ads are like, this is basically all of internet marketing. All these things are internet marketing. That is the point of targeted ads. So if you are targeting ads like this in California, you could be required to comply depending on where you're gathering information from and how you're passing it on. So if you're familiar at all with the Facebook pixel, which is the code that you put on a website to track all of this stuff so that when somebody goes from your website to Amazon back to Facebook, they see the same ads for the same thing, you know, the stuff that creeps everybody out and started most of this in the first place. Facebook is maintaining that they don't actually sell data, despite the fact that like most of their revenue comes from ads. So Facebook is arguing that they don't actually sell data. Now, you just heard all of the data I talked about. What do you think Facebook bases its ads on? because I think it's all the shit I just listed. And businesses pay Facebook and then choose. And I've run Facebook ads. I've gone in there and clicked all the little boxes. Like, I want somebody who lives in this area. It is a common tactic to target people who live either like near an event or near a specific thing when there's something topical going on, to say, okay, people that live in this radius to this thing and do this and listen to these podcasts and like these audiences, that's the ad I'm going to target for now. But then I pay Facebook and then Facebook targets those people. How is that not a sale? I can only imagine that Facebook's argument is, well, we don't pass on the data. It stays here. And we just show your shit to the people, but we're selling the showing the shit. We're not selling the actual data. But the reason people pay Facebook for the ads is because they have all the data. Like, you don't buy Facebook ads to just splash them like you do on television. You don't buy ads like that on Facebook. You buy ads on Facebook to target down to the people that you want to talk to so that it's less expensive to buy ads and that you get higher and better results. But the only reason that works is because of all the data they have. So the fact that Facebook is saying, hey, we don't sell data, reminds me of the scene in, oh crap, Say Anything, where he's like, I don't want to sell anything that's made or make anything that's sold or work for anybody. It feels like that type of an argument where Facebook's like, we don't really sell data. So I went and looked at what Facebook was saying to businesses that run ads on Facebook. And Facebook is basically doing what YouTube is doing with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, the Copacabana that YouTube is doing. Facebook is essentially saying the same thing. Hey, if you're a business, you might have to comply with this, figure it out and comply if you're required to. So like YouTube, Facebook is saying, hey, business owners, figure out if you need to comply with this and good luck with that. Because what Facebook is going to continue to argue and has the money to do so, because it will take them years to go through court and actually get in trouble for this. What Facebook is going to continue to do is say, it's up to the business that's passing along the information because we don't actually really collect the information. The information's collected on all these other sites out there and then put through to us. So people are distributing the information to us. We're not really collecting it through the pixel. They're collecting it through the pixel because it's on their sites. So it's external to us. Yeah, well, Facebook, you aggregate it all and sell ads on it. How are you saying you're not selling data? But the argument's going to be, well, we don't sell data. We sell ads. And the data that comes to us is from other businesses collecting on the pixel all across the internet. And so we don't really sell it. We aggregate it and we sell advertisements. I think it's crap. I think it will get caught up in court forever. I think the reason that Facebook is refusing to comply on this is because it's going to cost them money in ads because their ads will be less effective. And they're going to put that off for as long as possible. But in 2020, as other states pass laws like this, something is going to have to give. And Facebook and Google advertising, as we know it, will change. But the companies are going to put that off for as long as humanly possible. I have links in the show notes to this episode and in the corresponding blog post with the actual law, if you want to go see it for yourself. I don't know why you would, but if you want to, it's there. And then a number of articles that have really kind of fleshed this out a little bit more if you want to take a look a little bit deeper into Facebook and CCPA and what it means for your data. If you're a California resident, you can go onto Facebook now and request your data and see what happens. If you are not a California resident, I don't believe you can request that yet, but I think that they will probably roll that out. What I really think will happen long term is that companies like Facebook and Google will take everything they've done on the back end for GDPR and just roll it out across the US as well and be like, look, we're complying. See, we're complying. I think, though, the way that this law talks about targeting ads, which it does get into the way that behavior can be targeted, I think that more will come. This is going to be an ongoing situation, a dynamic situation, but at the end of the day, consumers are going to have the ability to know what's happening with their information. And companies that are required to comply are supposed to put a giant link on the bottom of their sites that says, and it's quoted in the law, the link has to say, "Do not sell my private information." So if you start seeing websites linking in their footer links to "do not sell my private information," it's because they are, sorry, "do not sell my personal information." It's because they are just rolling it out versus tracking where your IP address is coming from and showing one version of the site to California residents and one version of the site to everybody else. So I think you will start seeing that on sites. The state has indicated they're giving like a grace period as this rolls out. So we will be seeing more from CCPA and hearing more about Facebook and their battles with the state of California. Everybody's fighting with California. Uber's fighting with California. Facebook's fighting with California. The residents of California are fighting with California. It's a good time. So we will see what happens. Let me know what you think of Facebook's argument. And, you know, if you're so inclined, what do you think of the show? By leaving me a review, I would super appreciate it. I hope that you were entertained and informed and that you have a wonderful day wherever this episode finds you. Talk to you in the next one. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you are starting your own business and you're just not sure what you need to do to keep it legit, make sure you get my Get Legit Business Guide in the show notes today. It will go through all of the foundational aspects you need for your business for free. And then if you're ready to take it to the next level, GetLegitShop.com has all of the legal templates I created to protect your business. So head on over there and check them out.